So, being humbled in my mind can come in two different forms. The first kind of humbling can be when you think that you're pretty high up, that you're pretty good, and you're having to be humbled to realize just what position you're really in. I think about being a pastor, and not trying to say a pastor's really great, but as a pastor, I'm the servant. As a pastor, I'm the one that visits people and takes care of people, and I'm supposed to be the one that stays well. And several years ago, getting hospitalized with pneumonia, and here, number one, having to be lying in a hospital bed, not related to giving birth to a child, was a humbling experience in itself for me. But number two, to have church members walk through to the door to come visit me and pray with me was a very humbling experience, to have to realize my humanity, that I'm just as fragile and can end up in a place of needing to be visited and needing to be prayed for and served. There's those occasions it can be thinking you're so good at something and having to realize there are others that are better than you. Even the top athletes get beat every so often. Even USC can't win all the championships, right, Roger?
Right.
And neither can Nebraska. I think we're looking for that national championship here in the next couple decades, right? But that's one of the humbling experiences, and I love it when number one undefeated, like Alabama, gets knocked out by a lower opponent and has to be humbled to realize that they're human and they can take a loss also. But I believe that there's another kind of humility that comes, not when you are knocked down, but the humility that comes when you realize how blessed you are. For me, anytime going and serving in homeless shelters or soup kitchens, having a monthly meal that we would go serve in San Jacinto at the local homeless shelter, and hearing the stories of people that were living a life just like me, families that were in a home and had a roof over their head, and one or two paychecks didn't come or a job was lost, and just like that, they were out on the street, and here they were needing to be living in a homeless shelter. To be going up to Glide in San Francisco and being able to feed 500, 600, 700 people in a couple hours, and having to realize how blessed I am, that I'm in a place where I can feed myself, where I can afford a roof over my head, where I can take care of my kids, and realizing that there's those that, not necessarily by any fault of their own, are ending up in a place where they're totally dependent, where they're out on the street. And there's a humbling to that when you realize how blessed you are, to realize what you have, even though sometimes you're grumbling and feeling like you just don't have enough. This week, to be totally humbled by the experience of being able to pick up all three of my kids from school on Thursday afternoon, to be able to hug all three of them, knowing that my friends couldn't do that, and to have to realize how blessed I was by that, that I'd never realized what a blessing that was to be able to pick up all three of my kids from school. This humbling can happen in many different forms. And here in our story today, here in the part of the gospel lesson that Romy read for us, we're reminded of just how humble God became, just how humbling it was for the God of all the universe, the God that created all of this, the God that's almighty, the God that's all powerful, the God that's all knowing, the God that has everything, would take nothing in the form of a baby. And not just taking the form of a baby, the most helpless, dependent form of a human being, but in the circumstance that he did, that you would think the King of all kings, the Son of God, should be born in a palace, should be born in someplace nice, should be surrounded by everything he needs. And here the Son of God, here the most blessed to ever live on this earth, would be told there's no room in the inn. There's no guest space for you. Go be born amongst the animals. Imagine if that was your beginning. I've heard some pretty humble beginnings. My friend gave birth to her son in the bathroom because the ambulance couldn't get there in time. I've heard of people giving birth in a taxi cab. Heard all sorts of birth stories that you say, wow, I'm glad mine didn't go that way. But to be born amongst the animals, to have the Son of God have his first bed where he slept his first night being an animal trough, a manger, that's no place for a king. That's no place for our God. That's no place for our Savior. That's no place for the one called Jesus the Christ. But God said, to connect with all people, I have to completely humble myself. God, by being the most humble of all humble, was going to make it so that he could connect with anyone. That he can say, I've been at the place of nothing. I've been at the place of no room. I've been at the place with no bed. I've been at the place of displacement, the place of being uncomfortable, the place of being in pain, the place of being rejected, the place of being in difficult situations. God can say, I've been there. Tell me your story and I can relate and say, I know how you're feeling. Because God humbled himself that much. He humbled himself to have his first visitors, not royalty, not family, not the best of the best. Should have been the red carpet to that manger. It should have been the exclusive A-list that got to be the first witnesses. But again, it was about humility. And what was the most humble but the shepherds out in the field? The ones that are sent to live on the edge of town. Don't bring your stinkiness in here. Stay out with the sheep where you belong. And yet those who stunk like the sheep, those who slept under the stars, were the ones the angels visited. They, being humble, were lifted up by those angels and told, you get to be the witnesses of the greatness that's happened. And here they got to come to that manger. Here they got to be the ones, first ones, to bow down and worship the King of Kings. And why did God do all of this? God humbled himself to the lowest place so that we could be raised up to the highest place. That's what happened to the shepherds. The shepherds that were the nobodies, the shepherds that nobody talked about, all of a sudden are in every creche that we see, right? You can't tell the Christmas story without including the shepherds. They went from humility to being raised up as a critical piece of the birth story. And God said, this is what I'm doing. I come in this form so that I can be humbled, so that you all can be lifted up. Glory to God in the highest of heavens, because he loves us so much that he would go through that for us. Why? So that on those days when we hear the word cancer, on the days when we get that pink slip, on the days that we get the worst news that we could, that we can look to find hope in God and in Jesus Christ. So that we can find strength in him. So that we can lean on him to comfort us and to find our way through. Why did he do that? He did that so that we could love him and he could love us with no barriers between us. So that sin would no longer be a separation, but but that sin would be a thing of the past. Why did he do it? So that everything would be opened up to us. My friends, when we see that manger, when we see that place that seems like the most humblest of places, may we be reminded that God humbled himself so that we could be lifted up. My friends, will you pray with me? God of all glory, we give thanks for all that you have done for us. We give you thanks that you would give up all the riches of heaven to come down in the form of a helpless baby, lying in an animal trough, not because you had to, not because you needed to, not because you deserved it, but you did it for us because you loved us so much and you didn't want one more day without us. And so you humbled yourself to the lowest of places so that we could be raised up to the highest seat of honor at your right hand. May we be humbled by what you've done. May we look at our lives as lives that are blessed and precious because of what you have done for us. And may we, in this Christmas season, give you all praise, glory, and honor for what you have done. For all of this is yours. And we pray all this in the name of your precious child, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.